We're coming up to the start of a new month, which means it's energy forecast time. This episode is a little psychic insight into the upcoming energy I'm predicting to be at play in the month ahead, how to work with it, and how to maximize the presence of this energy in your life. Now, our theme for this month is not just for this month, but it is actually for the next 4 months. We are effectively opening a mini energy portal. So there's more on that inside the episode. These forecasts, of course, are just here to help you start your months guided. So for more on how to work with these forecasts and maximize them in your life, you can check out helenjacobs.co/energyforecasts. And if you've happened upon this episode at some other time, please trust that you have been intuitively guided to the message here today, regardless of the time frame involved. Now, let's dive into the energy for the month ahead. You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, a place for you to reconnect with your inner and higher guidance to navigate your path and purpose. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs, an author, speaker, mentor, and energy forecaster who moved out of a job in public relations into a whole new life, one intuitive nudge at a time. And I believe you can follow your intuition and change your life too. So, as I mentioned in the intro to this episode, we are opening a mini energy portal. And so the card that I turned for May was the Indulge card. But when I prepared the annual collective energy forecast, I also turned that Indulge card for August. And so when that happens, they create this sort of bookend, and it draws my attention to that time frame, not just the months itself. So I initially spoke about this in the annual forecast. It is still available on my website, helenjacobs.co. So if you haven't listened to it, you may want to go back and work with it. It does look at our entire year with still some key dates that I've predicted that are yet to come into play. But what I also mentioned in that annual forecast is how I was feeling about May to August then. So I recorded that in late 2023. Essentially, having this indulge theme for the next 4 months invites us to embrace a time for indulgence. Now, we may need to be careful not to overindulge. And more recently, in my free weekly forecasts that I send out to the community who've signed up, we had a precursor to this just in the last week or two, where not only were we reminded not to overindulge, there was also a message to be curious where we may be underindulging. So overall, the energy of the next 4 months is, of course, asking us to look at indulgence, whether we're overindulging, underindulging, but there is a greater sense of lighter energy. And so, for the most part, there are numerous opportunities within this little energy portal between May and August to feel good. And that we have an opportunity to work with this energy so that we can focus on the things that bring our soul alive. So when we are indulging, particularly as a guided collective, we are not talking about indulging in, you know, the stuff that we know is not good for us. We are instead talking about a deep soul nourishment and indulgence. It may mean indulging your inner child. It may mean that you're considering what might feel like an indulgence physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So right throughout the next 4 months, we're being asked to reconnect with our true selves or aspects of our true self. Like I said, inner child, soul, spirit, higher self, whatever it might be. And as we're reconnecting to ourself, to these aspects of ourselves, I invite all of us to be really curious about what this term indulgence even brings up. Another word here is pleasure. And again, that can be pleasure physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. It can be pleasure in a number of different ways. Even these words, pleasure and indulgence, may start to conjure up some connotations for you, whether in a positive or negative sense, and that by itself is worth exploring. So get really curious. Are you getting queasy when I use the word indulge or use the word pleasure? And if you are, ask yourself why. What is the intuitive data that's available in that? Equally, you might hear those words and get very excited and already know exactly what you want to do to maximize this level of indulgence and pleasure and nourishment. Now, I guess this is a good time to also put this into context for the theme for 2024. And so I mentioned that annual forecast before. In that, I spent a lot of time talking about the annual theme, which is really around self-love. So in that way, we have a period of 4 months where the energy is trying to move us, to gently nudge us in a direction of self-love, self-care, deep nourishment and pleasure and joy and bliss. Given everything that is going on in our world right now, I realize that talking about these topics, perhaps you're even thinking that I sound tone deaf, that I haven't read the room. And trust me, I have. What spirit is bringing here is not an indulgence and pleasure with a blindness to what is occurring, but instead in recognizing that when we are able, those of us who are able to bring ourselves into these higher frequencies, which nourishment and joy and bliss and pleasure, they all are at a much higher vibration than destruction and sadness and depression. So for those of us who can be in that frequency more often than not, we are playing a role. So even if the idea of increasing your capacity for joy and pleasure feels icky, that it feels like that's not fair while there are people in the world having a harder time. I agree with you. It doesn't feel fair. And yet, choosing to deny yourself that same pleasure or indulgence is not going to make it any better or easier for anybody else. So even just the theme itself will be encouraging us to reflect and to consider some beliefs or preconceived notions that we might have around this idea of pleasure and joy and an abundance of delight. And that in itself is part of what this energy is trying to bring for us. But what it also brings, as I said, is an opportunity for us to really think about where we may be overindulging. Are we overindulging in avoidance and distraction? Are we overindulging in stress, in worry, in busyness? Or are we overindulging in not the right quality of pleasure? We can derive pleasure and indulgence at a short-term level by, I don't know, getting ourselves a treat or eating too much sugar or whatever, you know, relatively simple things, right? But if we're doing that all day, every day, then it really does become an overindulgence that's not necessarily helping us in the long run. Also throughout May and of course through to August, we may find that this energy and this theme that's being brought to us is also asking us to indulge in our own desires. And again, that could bring up some connotations for you. But what I mean more here is around the desire of our soul, the experiences our soul has come here to experience, and what our soul is desiring to share or create. All of these things are also important. So we may need to listen to our inner child, which, by the way, is one of the monthly themes. So we will still have a theme for each month in the next 4 months, and one of them will be the inner child, but I'll come back to that when the time is right. Now, something else to bring into this mix here is that we've got this 4 month energy portal that runs May to August, but we've also got a quarterly focus, which is from April to July. And so there's this overlap and correlation between the two. Now, the Q2 energy forecast is also available on my website. And actually, it's accompanied by some energy upgrades and guided meditation. So you can continue to work with that right throughout Q2. But the theme for Q2 is about life lessons. And so, as I said, if you want to go back and sort of dive into that a little more deeply, you can. It's at helenjacobs.co. But to weave it into what we're working with here, there's a sense that throughout Q2, so April to July, we may individually start to get a sense of a change in direction, or there's some sort of clarity in our what our lessons are and how they're giving way to purpose. So we've kind of got this overarching theme of self-love. We've got, you know, a quarterly theme around lessons and learning the lesson and graduating and allowing this purpose to emerge. And then we get this another mini cycle around indulging. So for some of us, it may become a much deeper, impactful lesson to learn indulgence. So what I want to do is actually read to you the message that accompanies this indulgence card in the Little Sage Oracle card deck. It is time to indulge in some self-care. Nurture and nourish yourself right now. Which activities indulge, nurture, and nourish your spirit? Find those activities that make you feel good and rejuvenate you at a very deep level. Spend time basking in those activities and pastimes, knowing they are working to nourish you. Please know it is not selfish to take time out to care for yourself. In fact, it is essential in ensuring you have enough energy and resources to continue helping and serving others. By indulging yourself, you can help to indulge others. Create space in your routine now to indulge in the ultimate acts of self-care. So a couple of other things I just want to link into this mini energy portal that we're opening. also from the annual forecast with that message of self-love. In the annual forecast, I spoke about this collective repairing of the nervous system. So individually, we each need to restore and repair our nervous system. But there's also this idea of a collective nervous system, which needs soothing. And actually, soothing is one of the other words here. I also spoke in the annual forecast about self-soothing. And so this idea of indulgence is also around how do we soothe ourselves? What is the balm? What is the way in which we can comfort and restore and certainly nourish ourselves? And the other point that I want to make here actually did come out of the Q2 forecast. And I have since shared it on Instagram. And so you may have already heard me talk about this, but I want to raise it here again because I think it also gives way to this 4-month period. And that is, what would love do? So it's important that we maximize this energy, that we put it to good use in the next, not just month, but in the next 4 months, and that we start to come in a little bit deeper into our relationship with ourselves to understand who we are at this point, what we may need at this point, and what it looks like to go about creating that for ourselves. All right. So let's recap for May in particular, but this will be helpful all the way through to August. The key supports: reset your nervous system, focus on self-love and self-care, become really curious about what you may be overindulging in and where you may be underindulging. And so that could be as simple as journaling on those two ideas, or you may even want to do essentially an inventory of your four bodies, your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies, and be curious where you're over or under indulging. You can also support yourself by really connecting with your inner child or your higher self, and ask that aspect of yourself what it wishes you to indulge in. And I do have meditations for both meeting your inner child or meeting your higher self on the website. But essentially, the biggest support this month and for the next few months is to know deeply what you need and then allow yourself to receive it. So, as always, these free monthly forecasts are just to get you started. I think they become far more powerful when you create your own. So you can visit helenjacobs.co/energy forecasts to access more of the forecasts that I produce. But also at that link, you will learn how to work with all the different layers of the forecasts. And as I said, even learn how to create your own.